I think Steve Olson, head football coach at Michigan Tech University. Ian Houghton is standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Coach.
Thank you. It's great to be on your show.
Yeah, hard to believe the football season is almost here. Man, this has been a fast start to 2021, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been a long time coming for us to be able to get back on the football field, and I know we're excited and ready to be going and get back in front of fans and get back some GLIAC football action.
I think as a coach, you probably have already seen this. With guys missing out last year, you found out that your team and what players truly love the game of football, right?
No, that's for sure. I mean, you know, because you have to go through a year of, you know, of not being able to play and, you know, but yet still do your best to get ready in the fall without playing games and then get ready again in another spring without playing games, but go through all the off-season lifting stuff that you're able to do and not in normal, you know, routines that you're in and just not being able to use simple things like that you take for granted, like being able to get into the locker rooms and lifting is a big group, you know, so you're lifting in small pods and all that sort of stuff. So you really find out which kids are really motivated to take care of business, you know, in every sense of the way. And fortunately, I think we have a lot of those guys here that are in that position that want to take care of things, both academically and on the field. And so I thought we had a really good year last year, you know, considering all the challenges with COVID.
Coach Steve Olson from Michigan Tech University in Houghton, home of our affiliate, AM 920, 107.3 WMPL. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line. How is your team better from when you played 2 years ago as you get ready for fall camp and the start of the season you just mentioned? Where is Michigan Tech football better?
Well, you know, I mean, again, I think one of the things that's a challenge is that you've been practicing against yourself for a spring, a fall, another spring, so a year and a half. And so there's some things that you only get to truly measure when you get on the field and you actually get to play. But in the meantime, like I said, I really think that we've had some players that have emerged as leaders going through this, you know, the whole situation that we're in. I feel like we're going to be better, because of some things with the experience. You know, I'm really excited to watch our offense play. I think we're going to be much better on the offensive side of the ball. We're really good up front on the defensive line. We've got some veteran linebackers coming back that I'm excited about watching those guys play. And I think we've improved some of our athleticism in the back end, you know, on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm very optimistic. You know, you got a quarterback that's been a starter for us for a couple of years coming back for a junior year. We've got, you know, an offensive line that's more veteran. We've got a bunch of running, you know, three running backs that have a ton of game experience over the last 2 years. So I'm excited about what it is that we're going to get a chance to do.
Coach Olson, it's always good to catch up in regards to Michigan Tech football. I look forward to my next trip up to Houghton with our affiliate AM 920 and 107.3 WMPL. Good luck, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's always great to come on your show.
We love it, man. Coach Olson, he's a good guy.